Blog Talk Radio. Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven, saying, "Come out of her, my people, that you may not be partakers of her sin, and that you receive not her plagues." So, come out of her, my people. That's what my Father is saying. He had his prophets to say to you years ago, and those who follow me have known that I have scripture to you before. I have read both scriptures to you before. Numbers chapter 12, verse 6, and Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. I want you to do what our Father is asking you to do. It says, "For her sons have reached unto heaven, and the God has remembered her iniquities." Her iniquities are sins and evil. Reward her as she rewards you, and double on you unto her according to your work, according to your works. In a cup which she filled, has filled into her double. So I want you to read that for yourselves and get that understanding. And I am going to go back to where I left off. And that's in 1 Samuel. It says on the computer, 1 Samuel 22. But my Father has blessed us enough to read further than that. And if you have problems with it, I ask that you should go back and read it for yourself. Let me read my, introduce myself unto you. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I want you to remember to sit holy and rest. So many of you, maybe our Father in heaven is changing up so that you can start changing up by creating this COVID disease that's in the world right now, in many different countries. Thousands and thousands of people are dying, and I'm praying that I do not die, because I have to finish reading this Bible unto you, and hopefully that virus will be gone. Father does not send two plagues to us as he did to Egypt when their king refused to let the people go. He sent 10 plagues, and the death plague is where he let the people go. Now, I don't know. Hopefully, he will not do that. The 10 plagues were the plague of blood, frogs, lice and gnats, flies. The fifth plague were livestock, where the horses and donkeys and camels and oxen and sheep, they had diseases. Then there was boils. Then after that, the seventh plague was hail and thunder and fire. And eighth plague was locusts. And the ninth plague was darkness days. You could not even see in front of your face. And the last death the tenth plague was death of the firstborn. Now, Jesus was awesome in that. The people did not believe until he said the tenth plague, death of the firstborn. Then the king said, Moses, get out of here. Take your people and go. Take your livestock, animals, and children, and whatever else he had had enough. God was so strong. He was awesome. Again, I read from the book of the Holy Bible. Well, I read from I can think of it now. I'm trying to find out the Holy Bible, period. And I want you all to read too. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Remember, Sabbath starts on a Friday evening and it ends on a Saturday evening. What are you supposed to do from Friday evening until Saturday evening? You are to rest and keep the day holy. That's what you're supposed to do. That's saying Satan has for you to do. And many of you will continue to do those things. But I pray that you see would be obedient to what word has said and not what Pope Constantine has said. Now, I learned back in 84 when I was in school, but I didn't stay. I learned a lot. I tried to remember because I didn't have the money to really go to school. Plus, I may not have been smart enough to go to school. I asked you to have your 3 P's ready and handy, to have your paper, pen, and pencil so that you can jot down any scriptures that I may state. Also, you younger folks who are technologically savvy may have your notepads, your notebooks, and whatever technical gadgets you may have to record the information that I will speak to you. I have read it further than 1 Samuel 22. I'm going to pick up 1 Samuel 28, and I really want you to understand what has been said. I really do. Let's start reading 1 Samuel 28. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered for warfare to fight with Israel. And Achish said unto David, now thou assured him, I'm saying the wrong words. Once in a while, I would say something wrong, but my Father in heaven usually intervenes and corrects me, and I will say what is correctly written. No, thou assuredly that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men, and David said, Achish, surely thou shalt know what thy servant can. can do. And Achish said unto David, wherefore I will make thee keeper of my head forever. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel mourned for him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched and shewed them, that's spelled S-H-U together. Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa, that's spelled G-I-L-B-O-A-H. Let me respell that, because I misspelled that to you, see. It's spelled G-I-L-B-O-A. And when Saul saw the host of, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. Let me read verse 5 again. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord, for the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by the prophets. And I should have looked up the word Urim so I can tell you what it is. But I did not. I did look it up, but I don't remember what it said. Then said Saul unto his servants, seek me a woman that has a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that has a familiar spirit. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment. And he went, and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. And he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the spirit, by the familiar spirit, and bring me him of whom I shall call unto thee. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest not what Saul has done. He has cut off those who have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore, when thou layest, thou a snare or a net and cause me to die? And Saul swore to the lady by the name of the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, thou shalt no punishment happen to thee for this thing. And it was said, woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried without a loud voice. And when the woman spake unto What hath thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what saith, what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up, and he cut her with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said unto Saul, why hast thou disquieted me, disturbed me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am so distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Then Saul then said Samuel, wherefore, when thou seest the Lord is departed from thee and become thine enemy, and the Lord has done to him as he spake by me, for the Lord has rent me to tear the kingdom out of thy hand and give it to thy neighbor, even to David, because thou obeyest not the voice of the Lord, nor executed his anger upon Amalek. And this spelled Amalek. Therefore, the Lord has done this thing unto thee this day, because he said that Saul was disobedient. You know, don't be disobedient. See, obey our Father in heaven. The Lord will also deliver Israel with thee into the hands of the Philistines, and tomorrow shall thou and thy sons be with me. He's saying that you're going to go into battle, and tomorrow you and your son are going to be dead like me. The Lord also said, deliver the host of Israel into the hands of the Philistines. Then Saul fell straight away all along on the earth, and was so afraid because of the words of Samuel, and there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no bread all day, nor all night. And the woman came unto Saul, and saw that he was sore troubled, and said unto him, behold, thy handmaid has obeyed thy voice, and I have put my life in my hand. it should be said, I have put my life in your hands instead of my hands, and have hearkened least listened unto the word which thou speakest unto me. Now therefore I pray thee, hearken also unto the voice of thy handmaid, and let me set a morsel of bread before thee to eat, that thou mayest have strength when thou goest on thy way. But he refused and said, I will not eat. But his servants, together with the woman, compelled him, and he hearkened, that means he listened unto their voice. So he rose from the earth and sat upon the bed, and the woman had a fat head and killed it. Let me read verse 21 again for your hearing. And the woman turned to Saul and saw that he was so troubled, and said unto him, behold, thy handmaid has obeyed thy voice, and I have put my life in my hand, and have hearkened unto the Lord words which thou speakest unto me. Now therefore I pray thee, hearken thou also unto the voice of thy handmaid, let me set a morsel of bread before thee to eat, that thou mayest have strength when thou goest on thy way. But he refused and said, I will not eat. But his servants, together with a woman, compelled him, and he hearkened, means to listen unto their voice. And he arose from the earth and sat on the bed, and the woman filled a 24. And the woman had a fat calf in the house, and she hasted in the that means he rushed and killed it, and took flour and kneaded it, and did break unleavened bread. Therefore, and she brought it before Saul and his servants. Let me read verse 25. And once I do that, that would be the end reading of chapter 28. And when she brought it, therefore, Saul and before his servants, and they did eat, then they rose up and went away that night, reading of chapter 28. I'm saying that we have chapter 29, 30, and maybe 31. Then we will finish with 1 Samuel. Let's read chapter 28. And I pray that my Father in heaven bless me to read all of it. Now, the Philistines gathered together all their armies to Israelites pitched by a fountain, which is in Jezreel. That's spelled Jezreel. And the Lord of the Philistines passed on by. Let me read verse 2 again. And the Lord of the Philistines maybe tell you next time if I re-reward these. Then said the princes of the Philistines, who do this Hebrews? What do these Hebrews hear? And Achish said unto the princes of the Philistines, is not this David, the servant of Saul, the king of Israel, which has been named, has been with me these days of the years, and have found no fault in him since he fell unto me this day? And the princes of the Philistines were wroth, they were angry with him. And the princes of the Philistines said unto him, make turn that he may go again to his place, which thou hast appointed him, and let him not go down with us to battle, in the battle to array, be an adversary to us, and wherewith himself. So they're thinking he would restore himself to his master. Should it not be with the heads of these men? Is not David, of whom they is not this David, of whom they sing one to another in dances, he sang Saul's 2,000 and David his 10,000. Achish called David and said unto him, surely as the Lord liveth, thou hast been upright, and thou hast gone out, and thou coming in with me in the host, in good in my sight, for I have not found evil in thee since the day of thy coming unto me unto this day. Nevertheless, the Lord favors thee not. The Lord favors him not. So the Philistine army did not want David to go into battle with them to fight against the Hebrews, because they were thinking that he would be restored unto Saul. Verse 7, wherefore now return and go in peace, that thou displease not my lords of the Philistines. And David said unto Achish, that's spelled A-C-H-I-S-H, but what have I done, and what hast thou done in thy servant, along as I have been with thee unto this day? Excuse me, I had to bless you, that I may not go fight against the enemy of my lord the king. And Achish answered and said unto David, I know that thou art the God in thy sight, and as an angel of God, notwithstanding the princes of the Philistines have said, he shall not go up with us to battle. Wherefore, now rise up early in the morning with the master, the servant that come with thee. As soon as we up early in the morning and have light, depart. And David and his men rose in the morning to return to the men of the Philistines. And the Philistines and the Philistines and the Philistines went up to Jezreel. That's the end reading of chapter 29. Well, we have 6 minutes left. I am going to ask that you sheep read chapter 30 and 31 if you can. And that will be your assignment for this Friday. Now I am going to have a closing word of prayer. Father, thank you for being with me in this lesson. We are lost sheep whom you have found. Rejoice in you. Thank you for bringing us back into your home and not choosing another. We love you, Father, and appreciate your constant protection from the evil one who has tried for years to get me to follow along with him. And I will not. I have pledged myself to you, Yeshua, also known as Jesus. I do not want anything to do with the devil. Remember, sheep, what James chapter 4 and verse 15 says, if it is the Lord's will, I will be back with them next time. I have assignment for Friday, and that assignment, I'm going to circle it now, right now, chapter 30. That would probably be about tomorrow, of course. That's the second, third. That would be April 3rd. Let me just write that down because I have read to you this lesson before. I don't think so. But I'm marking it down. Some lessons I have read in the last 9.5 years, I did not mark the date down that I was to read it to you. But I'm marking this date, chapter 30, with me on the 3rd of April. I put the wrong date God bless you, and I love you too. God loves you more.
Down in my soul.